In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and looking at verse 25, and the hidden things of his heart are revealed. This also applies to women and children, human beings. No one is exempt from this word. And the hidden things of her heart, his heart, their heart, man, woman, and child, the hidden things of his heart are revealed. There is nothing that we can hide inside our heart that God's Spirit will not reveal in due time. And then he or she, those they and them, whoever that person might be, and then he will fall on his face and will worship God. When God reveals, let me say it this way. Go into the bathroom, close the door, make sure you're in there by yourself, and look in the mirror. And the only person you're going to see in the mirror is yourself. So I want you to block everybody else out of this equation. And I want you to point the finger to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. And this is God speaking to you right now. And the hidden things of his heart are revealed. And then he will fall on his face and will worship God and say, truly God is with me. Now you might ask yourself, what does that mean? How can I apply 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 25 to myself? It's called speech work. It's called confession time. It's called say a prayer. I decree on this day and in this hour, the spirit of prophecy is revealed through me by the Spirit. And the effect of prophecy comes threefold upon the people under the sound of my voice. Number one, people will be convicted of sin. Not just one person. It applies to every person. When the spirit of prophecy is revealed to you from God's Spirit, it's going to come threefold upon the people under the sound of my voice. Number one, the people will be convicted of sin. It could be your grandfather, your grandmother, your father, your mother, your children, your brothers, your sisters, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your next door neighbor, your co-workers, your acquaintances, your professional colleagues, your business partners. It doesn't make a difference who it is. This applies to everyone. The people will be convicted of their sin. Whatever sin you're hiding inside your heart, God is going to reveal it. And the cool thing about it is, he's going to reveal it to you. He's not going to reveal it to no one else. He's going to tell you about your sin. He's going to tell you about yourself. Number two, the people will be called to take account of their sins and examine their sinful condition. And the people will have their sinful heart and their past laid open to inspection by the Spirit of the Living God. So I decree on this day and in this hour, Father, let now the entire church, through its prophetic message and God's providence, bring unbelievers to a place of conviction. It is time for every unbeliever in the body of Christ, every unbeliever in your family, household, dwelling place, every unbeliever connected, attached, or joined together and to you in some type of way. If they are unbelievers, according to the Word of God, the entire church, through the prophetic message and God's providence, will bring unbelievers to a place of conviction that they recognize God is really dealing with them. See, people have to understand that you can't play with God. You can't play church. You can't play religion. You can't play religious. You can't play one day I'm walking with God and the next day you done lost your mind with God. You can't be a hypocrite. You can't say that I follow this tradition and get around people who really practice that tradition, and then you get exposed that you were a hypocrite. So according to the Word of God, it's called conviction of your own sin time. It is time to be convicted of your own sin before God Almighty. And the way that He convicts all of us of our own sins, whatever is hidden in our heart as unbelievers of God and the Word of God, this is how God will expose your sin to you and nobody else. He is going to reveal all the hidden things of your heart. He's going to reveal them to you because you're an unbeliever and you really don't believe in God. You don't believe nothing about God and you don't believe in the things of God. So now God is going to deal with you according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 25. And why is God going to deal with me about my hidden secrets in my own heart? That we may recognize that God is really dealing with you. That I may recognize that God is really dealing with me. No one is exempt when it is time to lay your heart open before God so that He may inspect what's inside your heart. So you don't have to tell people, as I said in part two, you don't have to run around telling nobody, God knows my heart. Because God's going to expose your heart to you, about you, and everything that pertains to you. So telling somebody that God knows my heart doesn't mean anything. It just means that you're covering up something and you're shifting the blame from yourself, pointing fingers at other people. But I got a word for you in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 25. God wants you to recognize that He is really dealing with you. This applies to all of us. Let me make it singular. Let me make it personal. God wants you to recognize that God is really dealing with you. I'll be back with part four.